AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Outside the Supreme Court.
Rise up,
there have been jeers and cheers. Crowds had been gathering for days, and today, the Supreme Court ended the constitutional protections for abortion. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
After nearly 50 years, the High Court has overturned Roe v. Wade, which is expected to lead to abortion bans in roughly half the states. The ruling comes more than a month after the stunning leak of a draft opinion by Justice Samuel Alito, indicating the once unthinkable decision was coming. In the final opinion today, Alito writes Roe and the 1992 case that reaffirmed abortion rights were both wrong the day they were decided and must be overturned. The ruling comes amid public opinion surveys finding a majority of Americans oppose overturning Roe and handing the question of whether to permit abortion entirely to the states. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP Supreme Court correspondent Mark Sherman reports on what could happen next.
The case now leaves states free to ban abortion. Half the states are expected to do that. And in other states, the right to abortion has actually been expanded in recent months.
13 states, mainly in the South and Midwest, already have laws on the books that ban abortion in the event Roe is overturned. Another half dozen states have near total bans or prohibitions after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before many women know they are pregnant. Congress is close to approving a $13 billion bipartisan gun violence bill. House approval is expected later today after the Senate passed the bill. The election year vote comes weeks after a gunman shot and killed 19 elementary school students and two teachers in Uvalde, Texas, and a white man motivated by racism allegedly killed 10 black grocery shoppers in Buffalo, New York. Stocks are higher in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. As the gun debate takes center stage, a documentary premieres next month about former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Giffords was shot in the head during an appearance outside a supermarket in Tucson, Arizona in 2011. Six people were killed.
It has been really important to move ahead, to not look back. I hope others are inspired to keep moving forward no matter what.
Co-director Betsy West says Giffords had life-threatening injuries.
We heard that her husband had videotaped so much of her recovery. That certainly made us think, wow, people are going to want to see this.
Giffords' husband is former astronaut and now Senator Mark Kelly.
I'm getting better. I'm getting slowly, but I'm getting surely.
Co-director Julie Cohen hopes the documentary makes you feel as motivated as Gabby Giffords is.
Not only for the fight against gun violence, but just like the motivation to live life to the fullest.
I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.